So we have been reading the Christmas stories from Book of Matthew this year, focusing on the hope. And I found it's quite difficult to find the hope from today's the Bible verse. We often find hope in the fulfillment of God's promise, prophecies. So we've been reading through the prophecies about the birth of Jesus Christ, because they have five prophecies in the book of Matthew in chapter 1 and chapter 2 about the birth of Jesus Christ. And today is the fourth one. And the other prophecies, we can find hope somewhat. But today's prophecies is about, you know, killing children, like massacre of small children. So I found it quite difficult. And I wondered why I chose to do this year, because I was not thinking about I have to preach from this verse. So I prayed, and, you know, so because, you know, preaching is not what I'm making, but I receive from God. So I pray, God, you have to help me, because this is your word. So here we go. We'd like to first read today's scripture carefully, starting from verse 16. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was frustrated.
Furious.
Sorry, wrong. I mean furious. He was so mad, right? He was so angry. I can't just pronounce this English word, so I will suggest he was mad. He was angry so much. You know, when do you get angry? When do you get angry? Maybe not, pardon me? You say something?
You scared me.
Yeah, scared, that's true. Maybe not all the time, but often when we are threatened, or when we are afraid of something, when we are feared, we get angry. Like, you know, when I talk to the scary story to my daughter sometimes, first she enjoys it, but, you know, I'm a bad dad. Sometimes I try to scare her, and she starts getting really angry, right? Don't say that again, you know? So when we have worries or a fear, people usually get angry. And so as Herod, he was scared. And why? And we already talked about where he was from. First, he was not Jewish, but he was a king of, you know, the Israel at that time. He married to a Jewish woman, kind of royal family, but he himself was not Jewish. But he was able to become the king because he has the Roman power behind him. But he was always afraid because he was not the king respected or loved or chosen by the Jewish people there. He became a king because, you know, he was good at being friends with Roman. And because of that power, he was able to be the king at that time. So he was always afraid and scared somebody might take his position someday because he was not Jewish. And he was, you know, he was really scary man. He was really, he killed so many people, but that all came from his fear. He killed his wife, he killed his brothers, he killed his relatives, and so many, because he thought they might take his position. And when Magi, the wise men, came, they came to worship the new king who was born in Israel. Of course, he was scared because that the most thing that he was afraid of. So he kind of try to take advantage of wise men. He tried to trick them and use them to get rid of his worries, which is to kill this child, so-called, to be a new king. So he asked a wise man to report him where this child is so that he can go and worship him. But of course, that's a lie. He wanted to find where this baby was, and he wanted to kill this child. But Maggie had a dream. They've got a message from God, and they were told not to go back to the herd, and they took a different, you know, route to the home. And of course, Bethlehem is only 10 kilometers south of Jerusalem. So, you know, he finds out shortly that he was outwitted. So he was afraid, he was feared, and he was angry. And he took action right away. He gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. So since he doesn't know where this child was, so he decided to kill all the boys under 2 years old, because he asked the wise man when this boy was born, and which was about 2 years ago, so 2 years and under. So he decided to kill the children. So he sent the armies or something, and they killed all the boys in Bethlehem and vicinity. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. This is the prophet from Jeremiah, which is written chapter 31, verse 15. The Ramah is a small town located about 8 kilometers north of Jerusalem. And when you read this prophecy for the first time, we don't get it. Because, why Rachel is crying? What's going on? But when Jeremiah spoke this word, he was talking about the Babylonian captivity. This is a time when the Jewish people were taken to the land of Babylon. And Ramah was the town where the people were gathered. They, took Jewish people to the town of Ramah. They gathered the people there. And from there, they took the group of Jewish people to the land of Babylon. And Ramah is where the Rachel's the grave is nearby. If you read the Old Testament, it said when Rachel gave birth to Benjamin, yes, she died on the way to the Bethlehem, which is about maybe 8 kilometers north, the way to the Bethlehem, which is really close to the town of Ramah. And Rachel is, of course, the wife of Jacob, and Jacob is the father of, Israeli, they're Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this means the Rachel, of course, was not alive at this time, but saying, as a mother of Israel, she was crying because the Jewish people, her children, of course, it's not her own children, but children's children's children, her descendant, her children were taken away to the land of Babylon. So that's why they hear
the Rachel is crying because there is no more children. They were taken away, the far away the country. And this Jeremiah's prophecy fulfilled when Jesus was born. And today, I would like to share just three points as usual from today's passage. And first thing we'd like to think about and remember is that God's intention and our free will, I mean, the conflict between God's will, God's plan, and our free will. If you read today's passage carefully, especially verse 17, it said, "Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled." In English, it's a little bit difficult to say, to distinguish, but in Japanese grammar, it's quite obvious, and so as Greek. I said there are five prophecies in the book of Matthew regarding the birth of Jesus Christ. And the other prophecies has God's intention in it to fulfill. There is a God's intention. There is God's plan. And, you know, God's will in that fulfillment. But today's this prophecy is a little different. It's more like a result of man's sin. And because God is almighty and he could see what would happen, so he could say this, but there is no his, you know, intention or will or a plan of it. And not only this prophecy, there is a lot of prophecies in the Bible, and there is two kind of prophecies, and one is promise of God. God, there is God's intention and God's will and God's plan in it. And the other prophecy is the prophecy about the result of man's sin and tragedy. And we need to be careful when we read the prophecies, and these are differences. Because if we don't, people might say, well, God is bad God because he is killing children. God is bad. But if you read carefully, there is a prophecy which is has God's intention, God's plan. But the other one, there is not God's plan or intention, but that happened because of our sin, because of man's sin. And because God is almighty, he know it, but he gave us free will as well. Because he created us to love him. To love him, we need a free will. Without free will, we're not able to love anybody. But because of that free will, we have a possibility, we have a chance to also commit the sin. And that's what's happening. I just want to open the book of James, chapter 1, 13 to 15. Chapter 1, 13 to 15. It said, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each of you is tempted when you are dragged away by your own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." The mother tree, when she was interviewed, and when she was asked why God is good and God is, you know, almighty, why there are so many people who are hungry around the world, what God is doing? And Mother Teresa answered, that's not because God is not giving, but that because we are taking from the other people. We often do this in our life as well. If something, tragedy or sad thing, bad things happens, we are so easy to blame God first. This happened because God didn't help me, because God is bad. When we hear about like a war, you know, what's happening in Aleppo as well, so many children being killed. Not only children, but, you know, like older people, and all other people are suffering. And people living in a safe country, they often says, what God is doing if he is good? But he never go to help the people, but he just blame God. It's God's fault. Well, I have nothing to do with it. It's God's fault. And never try to look into our own sin, the human sin. But if you read the Bible, God always wants to bless us. He always wants to help us. But human is the one who is making war, who is, you know, putting his grace away from the world. And secondly, we'd like to remember today is how men think could cause such a tragedy in the world. The Jesus said, be careful about east of Pharisees and the teachers of law, because just a little tiny east could affect the whole thing. And Paul also says, through just one man, Adam, through him, the sin came into the world, and the whole world was cursed and destroyed. Only one sin. He just wanted to eat the fruit. That's it. Only one little thing. And today, you know, this is a disaster. This is a tragedy. Like, you know, the children's being killed. It's really, really, you know, I don't have a word. But where it started? It started from just one man's hurt and his fear and his ungodly desire. It started from just a little hurt, but that ends up with killing, you know, the children and the 2 years of boys. And we might think this king is such a bad man, but we have to remember we have same sin in us as well. And you might consider it a small thing because no one can see it. And I'm not doing anything from that sin. But always remember that tiny, tiny thing could destroy your life, could destroy the world. And lastly, it's so sad. Today's message, so sad. But lastly, I'd like to bring up the third thing we'd like to remember today is Jesus came to save us from sin. That's why he was born. That is what Christmas is about. This is our hope, and this is God's will. And I said, today's prophecy is from Jeremiah chapter 31 and 15. If you can open it, please open the Jeremiah
chapter 31 and 15. If we read only 15, there is no hope. It's just tragedy. But if you continue to read it, there is a story after this. So let us read. This is what Lord says. A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. And it continues. This is what the Lord says. Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. They will return from the land of the enemy. So there is hope for your descendants, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land. We often miss this word, and we think this is just a tragedy, and why God is making this happen. But we always have to listen to His voice till the end. And at last, I'd like to read one more Bible verse from Galatians, chapter 1. Verse 3 to 5. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. When we encounter, or when we see the sad news, tragedy on the TV, on the radio, or around us, we have a temptation to blame God. What God is doing? What are you doing? And some people might say, there is no God because this tragedy is happening. There is no God. But today I'd like to say, because there is tragedy, because there is such evil things around the world, we need Jesus Christ. We need God. And He is and He will to come to save us. And Christmas is a time to remember this hope. Let us pray. お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天のお父様、私たち一人一人の人生の中に、また今世界で起こっているさまざまな戦争の中に、また歴史の中に、私たちには理解できない大きな苦しみと悲しみがあります。そして時に私たちはそのことについて、神様あなたのことを責めることがあります。どうぞ罪深い私たちをお許しください。どうぞ私たち一人一人が私たち自身の罪に目を留めて、そしてその罪の許しのためにお生まれくださった、来てくださった主イエス・キリストにもう一度目を留めることができますように、私たちが苦しむときに、また世界中で苦しんでいる人たちがいるときに、誰よりも心を痛めて苦しんでおられるのは、私たちを誰よりも愛している主あなたご自身であることを覚えます。主よ、どうぞ私たちを助けに来てください。主はあなたのその御手を持って、今苦しみの中にいる人たちに救いを与えてください。このクリスマスの時、あなたがこの地上に来てくださったその目的を もう一度私たちが心に留めて、このクリスマスの時を迎え、また私たち自身のためだけにではなく、世界中で今あなたの救いを必要としている一人一人のために祈ることができますように、どうぞ私たち一人一人の魂を導いてください。すべてを感謝し、すべてを御手に委ねて、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。